Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, Limits, why don't you repeat the report from Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette that you saw, please?
Yes, Joe. According to Jerry Dulac, Alex Highsmith is having an MRI today to determine the extent of his ankle injury, but Jerry is reporting that he's likely out 2 to 3 games. Nick Herbig due to be back on Sunday for the Steelers, so some reinforcements there.
Bob, that's unfortunate to say the least here, because I think we learned earlier this season just how important Alex Highsmith really is to the Steelers. On the other hand, they're better fortified to handle that kind of injury now than they have been at any time I can remember in their recent past because of Herbig. Did he say something about Herbig?
Yeah, Herbig will be back this week.
So Herbig's back. And Preston Smith was very noticeable to me yesterday. He snuffed out that quarterback pass and made a nice tackle there. It seemed like the Steelers seemed very well coached in that situation, almost like they were expecting something like that on the first play of the fourth quarter. But between him and Herbig, at least they have representative depth to sort of mitigate that situation. Having said that, you don't replace Highsmith. He's that good.
No. But you're in a situation where, like all teams at this point, you have to come up with replacements. And I think, again, Omar Khan understood that, with the and there's soft tissue issues to injuries to Highsmith. There also was one for Herbig. It's taken a while when you get those, and you don't like them to recur. This is different. It's an ankle. But you can't have enough people. And when he made a trade to get him, that's a great pickup, considering his history. He's older, yes, but he's had 8 seasons of at least 8 sacks. I mean, the guy is reliable. He's out there, and I think they're going to find out they're going to need him here in the next several weeks.
Bob, would you like to take a trip around the league with me?
Yes, I would. Let's go. Here we go.
Limits,
we
need would some you like to provide
traveling
some music?
We
need some traveling music.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Limits has that. First, the game of the year, maybe the game of the century, and the game that really sells football across the world. Panthers 20, Giants 17. Bob?
I was more... the one thing that sticks out to me is that Sean Hockley's son, or Ed Hockley's son, decided to announce one of the penalties in German. I thought that was the best part of the entire day, because that's just a colossal, terrible game. And the Giants are now 2-8. And Carolina, say what you want, but Bryce Young has back-to-back wins.
Oh, I'll say what I want. They stink. Bob, could you plug my phone in over there? And it's very unfortunate because I had a Kenny Pickett number to read to you in comparison with Daniel Jones. And just as I was about to do it, my phone burned out. Thank you. You're kind and a generous man. Thank you for doing that. Next game. Boy, the first games on this list really stink. Patriots 19, Bears 3. I have a good friend named Kirk who's a big Bears fan from Chicago. He thought that Eberflus might be fired today, or at least the coordinators. Man, I thought either him, Mike McCarthy, or somebody else I was thinking of that could go down today. Maybe Doug Peterson would be the third guy. They really stink, Bob. And Caleb Williams is having a rotten rookie year. Maybe somebody should take note that it actually still works to sit for a while as a quarterback. Like, there's nothing wrong with sitting and learning for a little while.
But I think in this day and age, they're going to throw you right in there. First overall pick, you're expected to come in, and especially since they parted companies with Justin Fields, they needed someone right off the bat. Sometimes it does take time. Others can handle it. I think C.J. Stroud showed he could, and I think certainly a guy like Jaden Daniels can do that. But generally speaking, it's difficult to have a guy come in right off the bat and do what some of those guys have done. So... But, hey, it is what it is. Their offense still sputters. They do not score points. The Chicago Bears are still the Chicago Bears that we've seen for the last several years.
Here's my Kenny Pickett number, because I know the entire nation was waiting for this, Bob. Daniel Jones stinks. The fewest pass touchdowns by a quarterback to start each of his team's first 10 games. This is in the last five seasons. 2023, Kenny Pickett with six has the fewest in that span, Bob. Guess who has all the next ones? Daniel Jones, eight. Trevor Lawrence, eight. Daniel Jones, eight. Daniel Jones, nine. And Daniel Jones, nine. Do you think it might be time, Giants, to move on from Daniel Jones? Bob, what are they doing? Well, what a bunch of idiots. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think the kid's a tough kid, but they don't have much to work with there. And he throws the ball in various areas that he shouldn't at times. He just hasn't grown as a quarterback. But again, that's to my point earlier. When you have someone, you know, it was a sixth overall pick. They thought, so they have to give him the money they gave him, which is $145 million. It wasn't $300, but it was $145, and that really hurt you.
Next game, Bills 30, Colts 20.
So they're going to have to go
over and do it again. Nobody cares, and that's my fault. Bills 30, Colts 20. You have the Bills as your number one ranked team in the AFC, Bob. A quick thought on this game.
Well, Joe Flacco is Joe Flacco now. All of a sudden, he struggled last week. He threw three more interceptions. I think it's time for them to just say, you know what? Joe gave us a spark when we needed it, just like he did with Cleveland, but that spark doesn't last all that long. I would go back to Anthony Richardson if I'm them. Buffalo is going to win games because of Josh Allen. That's what they did. But to me, Indy has to find out. Let's find out if you're them. Go to Richardson.
Very odd with the Bills. Was Amari Cooper active for this game? I don't know.
I don't think he was.
All right. I mean, Josh Allen is doing this with his leading receivers being Mack Hollins, Khalil Shakir, Dawson Knox, Curtis Samuel, and Ty Johnson. And I don't know anybody else in the league who's doing more with less than that guy. But once they get Cooper worked in, that makes them that much more dangerous. Chiefs 16, Broncos 14. This was actually annoying. I even think that if you asked Andy Reid and gave him truth serum, he wants his team to lose a game that they deserve to lose. And this was it, just to get the undefeated thing out of the way. You know what I mean?
Because yeah,
they're not going undefeated.
No, and it puts a lot of pressure on you. It's sort of like the Pitt volleyball team that swept every set from every team they were playing. Once in a while, you need to get hit in the face a little bit and see how you respond. And I think their loss to SMU opened that up, and now they're back on track. But you got to go through it a little bit. And boy, they should have lost maybe three or four games already at this point, and they're living a charmed life at 9-0. And sooner or later, their offense will get on track. But it's still a very good defensive team.
It's a great defensive team, and guess what? They're in Buffalo this Sunday.
That's the showdown, the big one.
That's the showdown. But they also get Cleveland and Carolina. I mean, and Vegas. Let's all be honest here. The road to the Super Bowl in the AFC is probably going through that place. Now, it didn't last year, but it's probably going through that place again. All right, nobody cares about Falcons Saints. Nobody really cares about 49ers Bucks. So let's move on to Vikings Jags. Not that anybody cares about this, except for the fact that a lot of us picked the Jags to win their division. They stink, Bob.
Well, Trevor Lawrence has been a big disappointment. Again, they had to come up with the money for him, and he's out with an injury. Mac Jones yesterday had to go in there and do. Doug Peterson's on a hot seat. Things have changed radically down there. But Minnesota's still a good team, and you can say what you want about Sam Darnold. Will he sort of come back to the pack? I think so. We've already seen that. But they're still 7-2, is it? Or 7-3, whatever their record is.
7-2, yep.
That's a pretty good record.
Well, he has thrown five interceptions in his last two games, 10 for the year. I'm not a Sam Darnold guy. I know you are, Limits. Are you starting to waver?
I'm really starting to get worried and concerned. I mean, the turnovers are kind of back to what we saw with the Jets. They beat a bad team by only posting 12 points. I'm concerned about Minnesota right now, especially they might be the third best team in their own division.
Chargers 27. Titans 17, the Chargers have not given up more than 20 points, and they've only done that once, and that was against the Steelers. In any game this season, I think that is a very solid football team, Bob, and I would be concerned. I mean, anybody can go to a Super Bowl. Why couldn't they?
No, they're absolutely. They're 6-3, and they could be a team that at the end of the day is going to be there, and they're going to be a tough out just because of the way they play defense. I will say this, though. One observation about the NFL, normally everyone's in this parity league where you have all these teams clamoring just to get into the playoffs. This year, the separation between the good and the bad is more pronounced than I've ever seen it in the NFL. there are a lot of bad teams and have been this way since week four of the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's clear what teams are going to be in the playoffs and what teams are not.
Another notable instance in that game, Dr. Bud Dupree gets two sacks and a forced fumble. What if he suddenly comes on? He's only 31 still, Bob. He's got five sacks for them, including
for the price,
three in the last three games.
For the price that they pay, that's a good deal for them, no
doubt. Interesting little development there. All right, next game, God bless me, Bob, is Eagles 34, Cowboys 6.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
The Cowboys have fallen apart. They're 0-4 at home. I think they're off to the worst start in point differential in their whole franchise history at home. Embarrassed yet again. How long for Mike McCarthy?
I don't think it's going to be much longer than after the season. Jerry Jones has a tendency not to do it in season. He will do it after the season. And that team is just going backwards. They have a lot of, and I blame a lot of this on Jerry Jones, by the way, who's still the GM. And to bring in Ezekiel Elliott when he had a chance to get somebody like Derrick Henry, are you kidding me? That's Ezekiel Elliott. It's not even close to what they need.
Jerry Jones has ruined the Cowboys. Let me ask you guys a question, though, Bob. You and our friend Wonder Twin. Rex Ryan is advocating for Deion Sanders as the Cowboys' next coach. Others advocating for Bill Belichick. If I gave you a choice of Deion or the sourpuss, which one are you going for, Bob?
I'm going to go Belichick. I think Florida State will end up with Deion Sanders.
Right, but if you had a choice, who would you pick?
Bill Belichick.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't. I think it's too early to try to make a conclusion about what Deion Sanders is as a head coach.
Limits?
Belichick by far. I think he's so much more. He's so much better of an NFL coach. I mean, we've never seen Deion in the NFL. And I think some of what Deion does at Colorado, I just don't really like and respect. I respect how his team is winning right now, but I don't think he would fit with the Cowboys. Too much drama that would be adding on to it.
Drama for the Cowboys?
Yes. I think it would be adding on to drama. Mike McCarthy is a low-maintenance type of guy. I mean, he's definitely needs to be gone, but you add Deion, it just adds even more issues to Dallas, I think.
I think it adds an incredible level of entertainment. Which is why I want it to happen, but I'm probably with you guys. I'd probably go with Belichick. But what would I root for? Oh, my God. Deion coaching the Cowboys, Bob, would be amazing. Already, you watch every one of these shows every day all over any platform you're watching, and it's well known that the Cowboys bring in the best ratings. So you'll tune in on, you know, April 4th, and they'll be talking about Dak Prescott's next contract, legitimately. Because they know the Cowboys sell in a big way. Deion on the Cowboys, coaching the Cowboys, it would be every show, every day, all show long. There would be no room for any other team.
And that's fine. I just don't think it'll be done in the way that would lead them to any kind of promised land. I just think there's still too much to learn about what he has over there and how he coaches.
That'd be great if this was Hard Knocks or if this was the NFL trying to be WWE and all staged and fake. But Deion, I mean, I think there would just be too many issues there in terms of not being able to center enough focus, and that's where I'll leave it.
Cardinals 31, Jets 6. I'm taking enormous pleasure.
James Conner, baby.
Watching Aaron Rodgers and the Jets just go up in flames. I mean, this is tremendous. No touchdowns. And yeah, the Cardinals, if the Steelers aren't the biggest story in the NFL, it might just be your little Arizona Cardinals, Bob. Kyler Murray was unbelievable in this game.
He was, and James Conner continues to just do tremendous things out of that backfield, whether it's running or receiving. He's a touchdown maker. He's under the radar right now. Nobody really talks about him, but he's one of the best running backs in the National Football League, productivity-wise.
Kyler Murray, 22 of 24, 266 with a touchdown, and he ran for 21 and two touchdowns. What are his numbers like? Does he start to deserve to be in the MVP conversation?
Did you see what you just said? 22 of 24.
Yeah.
That's as accurate as you can be for a team. What's that percent? I'm not smart enough to figure out what that percentage is. What is that completion percentage?
It's got to be
89.
90. It's got to be over 90.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is. And he's slinging the ball all over the place. So they've gotten the best out of him, for sure.
What are the headlines in New York today limits on the tabloids? Man, am I enjoying that part of this.
Here's just a few. Aaron Rodgers has been swallowed and eaten alive by the same old Jets. The joke is on Woody Johnson after his Jets dream team delusions, and Aaron Rodgers is officially a failed Jets savior. How about that?
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go in his little dark space and just retreat from the world.
That might not be bad either. But usually they have those really catchy headlines. That's what I wanted to see limits was, you know.
Crash landing.
Yeah, the wordplay and things like that. If you can find them, Daily News and New York Post.
You didn't like Swallowed and Eaten Alive by the same old Jets? That was the New York Post.
That was good. That was good. I did enjoy that. And then, Bob, a game I fell asleep during last night, much to my chagrin. I can't tell you how many times this happens that I give up on an NFL game, and it comes back like this. Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions, and yet the Lions win? C.J. Stroud was horrific in the second half. There's been a course correction here with your Houston Texans. They're simply not very good. Above average for sure, but I think a lot of people thought they had Diggs, and suddenly they're going to be, and I know he's been hurt, suddenly they're going to be a juggernaut. Like they're going to take off and challenge Kansas City at the top of the AFC. Not happening, is it?
No, I'm not going to rule them out yet because I thought in the first half, that was the Texans team I expected to see week in and week out, or at least in most cases. I mean, they took apart Detroit in that first half of play. They were very good at defensively figuring out what Jared Goff was doing, and offensively, C.J. Stroud had 164 yards, 1 touchdown. Second half, it completely changed. Detroit's that kind of team, though. They can do that to you. So I'm not going to rule out Houston yet. I'm not.
Me neither, because they have C.J. Stroud, but they're lucky they're in the division that they're in, I'll say that, and they're a worse team than I thought they would be, and that's the worst I've ever seen him look in the second half yesterday. He was just flat out bad. But they still have a 2-game lead on the Colts. Bob, that was a wonderful trip around the league. Thank you for taking it with me. Limits, you as well.
Nice music.
Great to be here.
All right. Limits has another segment called Sounds of the Game. From the Steeler game, we're going to get some choice clips from the likes of George Pickens, Mike Tomlin, maybe a couple clips from actual game action. Then we'll riff on those, Bob, and then we'll just get back to our general theme today.
How about, by the way, speaking of that, Zach Frazier was the only one really come out and say what was going to happen on that last.
Yeah.
But Thomas, I'm not going to tell you where we're going. Russell Wilson, I'm not going to tell you where we're going. I'm not going to tell you if we were to run a play or not. He said, no, we weren't running a play, period. We were just
zero chance.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Just to finish up on the little trip around the league, how about Micah Parsons' quote on Mike McCarthy? Parsons said, all coaching aside, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. Guys I kind of feel bad for is Zach Martin, who might be on their last year on the way out. That's who I want to hold the trophy for. You want to win games and do great things with those types of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. Bob,
wow.
That doesn't sound like like a endorsement of the head coach.
No, far from it, which is why I think he'll, at the end of this year, be done. So
I know what he's saying there is I'm more indebted to the guys that I sweat and bleed with every day than the head coach.
Yeah,
like, he'll go do what he wants, but, man, that didn't come out right.
No. And his message could have been expressed a little differently.
Yes.
You know, he says, well, coaches are coaches. You know, they do their planning. I work with the guys and there's a way to do it. By the way, can I get this little plug in here
Please,
for a friend
Bob.
Of mine?
Yes.
Do you know Dave Pallone? Because I wanted to do this the other day, and I didn't get around to it. Dave Pallone is a harness racing legend.
Oh, yes.
In the Meadows.
Yes,
remember
I have
him?
Met him.
He just
yeah.
had his career win number, $21,000. $21,000, I should mean. He's made a lot of money in that role as harness racing legend. But he first started in 1982. He's still doing it. 21,000 wins for Dave Pallone. down at the Hollywood Casino at the Meadows. So I just want to say congrats to him. That's a long way to do that. Have you ever ridden a harness racing thing? I have.
Yes, with him. I think he set it up, if I recall correctly. It was me and was it Mulsey? Who else from the station?
Right, they have those celebrity races, and I've done those a few times. I was scared out of my mind, though.
I didn't.
We were so close
to
other course. I mean, I'm thinking one false move here, and we're going to be flying out of this seat.
Believe me, I thought of that, too. But what powerful animals they are, Bob. I didn't think that the horse pee would be flying the way it does.
Yeah, the pellets, all of that stuff.
Yeah, lots of pellets and
your
pee.
Your face takes a beating.
Limits, you think it's all fun out there, and then the next thing you know, there's pellets and pee flying at you.
Yeah, well, congrats to him, though, because despite all the pellets and pee, he's been a consistent winner. He's one of the best ever.
All right, I agree. Limits, let's go to our new segment on Mondays called Sounds of the Game. You introduce them, you play a short clip, and Bob and I riff on it. You ready, Bob?
All right, let's start with Mike Tomlin talking about he's a degenerate, exactly?
We'll never know, will we? You know I'm a degenerate.
Would Mike Tomlin admit that the Steelers were going to actually snap the ball on 4th-and-1 when they got Washington to jump? Well, apparently not.
We'll never know, will we? You know I'm a degenerate.
I like that quote. He had some good one-liners after the game. I loved the way he coached the game yesterday. That was not living in your fears, and I like that. And he's doing a hell of a job this season, Bob.
Oh,
and there's
no
way they were going to snap the ball. Maybe slap the ball, but not snap it.
No, and again, you can talk about young players, inexperience, it doesn't matter. At that level, you've played football long enough to know what the situation there.
Did Russell Wilson use any audible tricks
he
there?
Might have,
what happened? Why did that guy jump like that?
Well, Chris Hoak on our postgame show said, I've done that before. I know how this feels. He's anxious. He wants to make it. I said, but you can't be that anxious when you know they're not going to run a play. They were not going to run a play there. So,
limits.
James Pierre was asked about what happened on the fake punt.
Wish you had that play back.
Yes, most definitely, you know. But I move on to the next play very quick.
Is it something that you guys practice all the time?
Yes, most definitely. Like, just been in the NFL a while. When things happen bad, you got to move on to the next play.
Were you surprised that play was called there?
No. I knew it was coming all week. I practiced all week for it. I called it all week. When it came, I was ready to go. Too ready.
Apparently, he made the catch every time in practice, Bob. I love that call. I do. He just didn't catch the ball. He was he made a nice play late. I thought that ball was actually underthrown by Jaden Daniels. But still, Pierre made a play. So good for him that he got back into it, right?
Yeah, no question. You know, I think when I look at that play, I'm thinking to myself, 15 yards is a long way to go. And he may have thought that he needed to catch it and run to get those 15. I'm not sure where he was and how far of the 15 yards he was into there. But when you take your mind off of it or take your eye off of it, trying to figure out where you are, that's probably why he dropped the ball. And boy, again, it's just a tremendous amount of homework by the Steelers coaching staff to even see that as a possibility.
Were you wondering what happened to Danny Smith's face, Bob, on the sidelines?
We had that conversation.
Did he get attacked by a cat or
no,
some other sort of animal?
No.
What happened?
I don't know, but I do know at his age, and we've talked before, it could be blood thinner issues like I have.
Anytime, oh, really? Okay.
Something happens, you can bruise very easily.
He is the best, isn't he?
The
scar, the
fact that
whatever
people
it was,
love him,
just added to his persona on the sidelines, didn't it?
Yeah, people love him. All those players play for him. They immediately go to him, and that says a lot. Because he tries to make it fun for them as well as, you know, educational when he coaches. So they respect that.
I've heard from people saying, hey, you've been critical of Danny Smith in the past. Yeah, when they had bad special teams. That's the way it works. And unfortunately, for a number of years there, they had mediocre special teams. They did. That's a fact. But he's come around. So has Mike Tomlin, who may win a playoff game now for the first time in 8 years. So as I always say, what happens on the field or the ice or the court changes opinions. Right?
There's no question. It's all about what happens, and that's how you're judged.
You might have thought the New York Jets were going to be good this season. Well, guess what? They stink. So you can stick with your original opinion, or you can open your eyes, watch the games, and arrive at a new one. That's the way pro sports works. And guess who else has new opinions almost every game? Certainly every cluster of games. Coaches, general managers, people running franchises. That's what happens. You speak to the people in charge, to the fans, to the media, and everybody else by what you do on the field, Bob.
No question. That's what it is. And
so I reserve the right to change my opinions on lots of things based on what happens on the actual field. Okay?
And you can change it again if things go awry. You know, and things, you know, you get to a point where you set this up. Now it's about taking it to the next level. And completing the mission.
Next up, George Pickens was asked about his relationship with Russell Wilson and how they've started to elevate the deep ball.
Yes, sir. Letting the ball loose, that's one of his biggest components of his game, is trusting the receivers. You know, when it's a certain coverage, when you see certain space, front pylon, back pylon, he's going to release it. So his mentality for throwing the ball is for sure superb.
Bob? That was a little hazy there, Limits. The sound on
well, the sound quality was not great. When we do post-game shows, sometimes that is the case. The acoustics at visiting stadium, you're not really sure what you're going to get. So,
what was he talking about there?
I don't know.
He was talking about the relationship with the deep ball and how Russell Wilson's ability to basically throw it where it needs to be is superb.
Well, here's the thing. Even on the interception, he was giving George Pickens a chance to make a play, which is never a bad idea. George Pickens, we probably haven't talked about enough today. He was out of this world great. That was an Antonio Brown performance yesterday is what it was. The one catch he made across the middle where guys were bouncing off him, you know, like bumper cars, and then he's high-stepping through people. The catch in the end zone was ridiculous. I mean, that's just I don't even give Russ that much credit on that one. I'll give him credit for a lot of other stuff yesterday. That's just throwing a ball. And Pickens even said, that's me making an adjustment to the ball, really, is what I'm doing there. What a great play that was. He made another great catch on the sidelines. And I have a feeling that Russ was ready to go to him on that touchdown pass to Williams. They were both running, putting pressure on the single safety that was back there. And that guy seemed to get caught right in between because I think Russ could have taken his pick. But maybe Russ saw him shading a little to his right, to Russ's right, and delivered that unbelievable ball to Williams. But are we giving Pickens enough credit today, Bob?
Well, we should.
Because he was a star.
The body adjustment on that play, it's hard to imagine what you could do that with your body. But, you know, Washington believes in blitzing. Dan Quinn's an aggressive guy defensively. And so that will leave one-on-one opportunities. If you're a quarterback like Russell Wilson, if you trust those guys, you throw it up and they make plays. I thought the throw to, you know, Williams was a great throw, a really good catch. But, I mean, to put that ball on the money with that much pressure on your back foot was incredible. But, again, single coverage will make a lot of that possible.
And here's another thing I reserved my right to change my opinion on and just might. A month ago, George Pickens did not look like a great candidate for a long-term contract. Once again, the effort part reared its head and all of that. And I'm thinking, and I think a lot of other people were, do you want to invest tens of millions of dollars into this guy when this stuff keeps coming up? But the presence of Russell Wilson seemingly has changed a lot there. So the arrow would be pointed in a different direction for me now on that because he's great, but he's also involved and making extra effort right now. And since Russell Wilson became the quarterback, three starts for him. Pickens has 14 catches for almost 300 yards and two touchdowns, which could easily be four touchdowns. So Wilson's presence, I think, has changed things for Pickens in a big way.
No, I think there's no question about that. He's now a big part of it. They're looking to him. I thought Fields looked to him as well, but it's just about the way those balls are thrown, the trajectory of them, how they come down. It gives you, if you have... And the thing about Pickens, he's big, and is Williams. Williams, 6'4". Those big targets can go up if you have the leaping ability to do it, take it away with strong hands from a defender. And that's all he's giving them a chance to do, and they're taking full advantage.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Top of the hour, Ray Fittipaldo's report card. Why don't you give us one more little soundbite, Limitless Wonder?
Here's one more. Here's Russell Wilson saying that you just have to love clutch moments in these types of games.
You got to love clutch moments. You know, when you get guys that can make plays and do things for you. You know, first of all, Big Mike over there, just traded for him. You know, he's a tremendous football player. We got GP on the right, Van on the right. You know, and those guys, you know, Pat showed up in big ways. I mean, just guys just stepped up in key moments and just another great moment.
I think that Russell Wilson imbues, and do you like that word, Bob?
It's a very good word.
Imbues his teammates with confidence. He's a lifter of spirits, you know? So he's taken a lot of heat. Some people don't think all of that is real, that he's got kind of a corporate, I don't know, however you would phrase that personality. I tend to think it's real. I tend to think when a guy is drafted where he was drafted, a little lower in the draft, undersized, and makes his way to the Hall of Fame, which he surely will, there's got to be something special about him, you know? And it's not just his talent. There's something beyond that. And I think his attitude and the way he carries himself is real. That's just me. I don't know him, but that's the impression I've always gotten with him, is that all that stuff is real.
Yeah, I think so too. And all we have to do is base it on what we know and what we've seen. You can hear stories. Okay, that wasn't the case in Seattle, was it? People loved him in Seattle. He had relationships.
There were problems. Guys like Richard Sherman were critical of him.
All right.
Bobby
Generally
Wagner.
Speaking, you wouldn't have had a double-digit year career there with 9 Pro Bowls if players didn't like you. You know what I'm saying? You can hear all the complaints that people want to have. Largely, though, I base what I see on what I see. That's all I can do. And what I see is a guy who's committed to this. He's committed to the place he now calls home temporarily, whatever the case may be. And he gets out there and he's very active in community. How can I not like that?
Yeah, I think he's gotten a bad rap from people. But he has with his, you know, as Schlereth termed it, toxic positivity, rubbed some people the wrong way. I just never thought it was really fair. And I thought people let maybe their opinions of Wilson taint what they saw last year in Denver or what they should have seen. The guy had a good year. I bet you as this season goes on, there's going to be a lot of teams out there that are saying to themselves, why didn't we call Russell Wilson? He's still good.
Well, that's what I said with both these guys, actually. Fields and him, both. It started with Wilson. You're going to tell me nobody in this league would have said, hey, let's bring him in. We're close enough, you know. There are quarterbacks on your roster, but there are fewer of them who can say they're better than Russell Wilson. And it wouldn't have taken all that much, knowing that Denver was going to pay the whole thing. I mean, how crazy is that? And to have nobody but the Steelers be interested seems stupid. Maybe there were other teams. He chose Pittsburgh.
I don't think
the New York Giants would have been better off doing it?
I don't think they offered him pole position. Oh, other teams could have and should have, but I don't think there was anybody else out there telling Russell Wilson, you come here, you're in starting position. Not guaranteed, maybe, but you're in starting position.
Do you think if Kenny Pickett would have handled what was going on with Mason Rudolph differently, that he still would have been here and still looked at as the future? Even if they brought in Russell Wilson.
Man, is that a great question, Bob. I think, well, how did it go? Who came here first, Wilson or Fields?
Wilson, I thought. And then Fields was brought soon thereafter, I think.
That's
right.
Yeah, they traded for Fields after that.
Fields. We were talking about third, fourth round, and all of a sudden it's a 6th-round pick.
I think that Mike Tomlin soured on Kenny Pickett last year, and I think it was a combination of...
But at year's end, and it may not have been... what was really happening, he said, as did Mr. Rooney here, is the quarterback... he's on this roster. Okay, who would you...
Yeah, that was true, but anything else they said was a lie, as pro sports teams do often. They didn't believe in Kenny Pickett anymore.
All right.
There's no way they did. If all it took was, you know, whatever happened around the Seattle game and that stuff last year, or... Mm-hmm. And he did, he wanted out, but the fact of the matter is that Russell Wilson was here and he was going to play. He was guaranteed pole position. Kenny Pickett was basically done. Did you see where Pickett got a chance to do the tush push yesterday, Bob?
Yes.
And executed it. Seemed to like it.
Hey, there are a lot of things to like about being pushed by your tush or tushed by your push or whatever you're doing.
I mean, he was laughing afterward. He seemed to like that play and that it worked for him. So at least he has one of those under his belt, right? He's one for one. What if he ever has to play for them?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough. I never saw, after 2 years, him not being part of the Steelers, after they made such a big deal to go and get him and how Mike Tomlin talked glowingly of him. And that preseason we saw, I still remember that preseason we called those games, Joe. Five touchdown passes. Every possession turned out to be a long drive touchdowns. People were, we all were, weren't we? You thought Kenny Pickett was going to be.
I did. I thought going into last season, he would rise quickly among quarterbacks, and we were all wrong because of what happened on the field.
He definitely has that machismo.
Yes, he does.